朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们今天有许多的人在那样的风浪里面被上帝扭转过来。
And many of us have experienced this kind of storm turning us around.
特别是我们看见一些长辈的弟兄姊妹。
Perhaps more so among some of the elderly.
他们人生的经验丰富和比较多。
They have experienced more in their lives.
他们真的看到这样的一位神。
They have indeed seen this type of God.
但是 storm of perfection 是什么？
But then we also have the storm of perfection.
是因着你的顺服而带出来的提炼。
It is the kind of testing that comes as we submit to the will of God.
前面是因为你不顺服带出来的管教。
The first kind is a punishment that came because we are unwilling.
这里是因着你的顺服而带出来的提炼。
But because of this willingness to submit to God,He was willing to test us.
我们用的汽油是从原油提炼出来的。
The gasoline that we use comes from crude oil.
经过提炼以后，我们今天可以用。
It has to go through treatment.
我们信仰也是如此。
It's the same as our faith.
我们越被主提炼，我们在上帝的手中就越能够被他用。
Our faith can be distilled so that it can be used more by God.
Storm of correction 在圣经里面有很多的例子，以约拿的例子为最典型。
I think that in terms of the storm of correction, the story of Jonah is the most typical.
约拿不顺服神。
Jonah did not want to obey God.
事实上与神的旨意背道而驰。
In fact, he turned all the way around from the will of God.
结果上帝就把他放在风暴的里面。
And God placed him in storm.
不是要害他
Not to hurt him.
而是要爱他
To love him.
提醒他
To remind him.
扭转他
To turn him around.
帮助他
To help him.
能够重新站起来
So that he can indeed stand again.
今天我们所看的这个风浪
But the storm that we're seeing today
是造就的风浪
It's the storm of perfection.
是这些门徒走在神的旨意的里面
The disciples were walking in the will of God.
仍旧遇到的一种风浪
Yet they still face the storm.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一种的观念帮助我们建立一个准确的基督徒的祷告观。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps this kind of events will help us to build a more correct theology of prayer.
我觉得今天很多时候我们祷告
Sometimes as we pray today,
我们没有经过真正的思想。
We do not really go through a thinking process.
有的时候我们没有时间思想。
Perhaps sometimes we do not have time to think.
在这里我们看见彼得要沉下去了。
As we see Peter sinking.
他没有时间思想。
He didn't have time to think through this.
他非常自然的一个反应就是说主啊救我。
It's very natural for him to cry out, Lord, save me.
感谢主，长祷告主听，短祷告主也一样听。
We praise God that he listens to long prayers and short prayers.
如果彼得要用他常常在圣殿里面的祷告的话
If Peter is going to pray like he often prays in the temple,
他也累死了，上帝也累死。
He would be so tired out, and the Lord would be tired. But as he was walking on the sea,
突然他看见风浪很大。
Suddenly he saw that the storm and the waves were great.
他开始往下沉了。
And he started to sink.
他就说
He cried out.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，三一的大主宰。
Holy, 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 triune God.
你是那一个值得称赞的主。
You are worthy of our praise, God.
你是那位独行其事的主。
You are the unique God that works mighty wonders.
你的仆人现在已经在慢慢的下沉了。
Your servant is slowly sinking.
照着你丰盛的应许。
According to your wonderful promise.
提拔你的仆人。
Pull your servant.
从深渊带到你那荣耀宝座的面前。
From the deep ravine to your holy throne.
根本不可能。
It's impossible for him to pray like that.
人家圣哉三次，他一次就已经沉到水里面去了。
If as he start with holy, holy, the second time he will already being consumed by the word.
感谢主，主听短的祷告。
But the Lord listened to this short prayer.
主听从心里面发出来的祷告。
He listens to those prayers that comes from the heart.
是的，林肯总统说，人生好像文章，不在乎长短，在乎内容。
Indeed, President Lincoln says our lives does not depend on how long it is, but in the content.
我大胆地改他一句话。
I'm courageously changing that.
基督徒的祷告也是一样，在乎内容，不在乎长短的。
The prayer of Christians depend only on the content and not on the length.
但是在我们祷告的时候
，But as we pray,
我们有没有想到上帝的旨意
？Do we think about the will of God?
有人说得很好
，Some have said it nicely.
每一个祷告，上帝都听的。
God listens to every prayer.
上帝垂听祷告，用三个方面来垂听我们的祷告。
But He listens to our prayers in three different ways.
这个我在这里讲过。
I have mentioned this before.
第一个，他的回答是 yes.
The first kind of answer is yes.
第二个回答 no.
The second type of answer is no.
第三个回答是 wait.
The third kind of answer is wait.
但是我们在神面前。
But as we stand before God,
我们的祷告只求一件事情。
We often only ask for one thing.
只要上帝给我们一样事情。
We just ask God for one thing.
Always yes. 只要那个 yes.
We always want God to answer yes.
什么意思呢
？What do we mean?
就是你带着你的旨意来祷告，不是带着寻求神的旨意的心来祷告。
In other words, we are praying according to our own will and not the will of God.
所以在这段圣经里面，我们学到这样的功课，得到这样的一个提醒。
And from this passage, we obtain this lesson.
这个风浪的见证和故事。
This storm's testimony
也回答了许多基督徒多年困扰我们心中的问题。
Perhaps it's an answer to some things that have been bothering us for a long time.
去年七月，我到菲律宾去开一个聚会。
Last July, I went to the Philippines to attend a meeting.
当我去那个聚会的时候，有很多的事情给我有很大的冲击。
I was deeply moved by many different events.
有一件事情给我的冲击很大。
But one thing moved me more than most.
我不只是看到了 Johnny, 我也跟 Johnny 握手，也跟他讲了几句话。
Not only was I able to meet with Johnny, I also shook her hand and spoke with her.
我发现在座反应很冷漠，大概不太知道我所说的 Johnny 是谁。
Perhaps you do not know who I'm referring to when I say Johnny.
她是个画家。
She was an artist.
是一个非常出色的。一个美国这一代的代表。
Indeed, she is a very talented person.
有一天，他去游泳跳水的时候
，as he was diving from the diving board one time,
他伤了他的中枢神经。
She hurt her spine.
从那个时候以后，他就不能够再自由的行走。
And from that on, she became a quadriplegic.
要坐在轮椅的里面。
She had to move around in a wheelchair.
当然，我相信她多次向神祷告。
I'm sure that she had often prayed to God.
主啊，我要把自己奉献给你。
Lord, you know I wanted to give my life to you.
你让我经历神迹。
Please let me experience the miracle.
给别人看见神迹
，so that others can witness the miracle.
许多人就会相信你。
And many will come to believe in you.
神的回答是 no， 甚至连 wait 都不是。
But the answer of God was not even wait. It was very clear, no.
他祷告了一段时间。
After praying for healing for a while,
他就接受这个事实。
She accepted the fact.
他面对他人生风浪的挑战。
She faced the challenge of this storm.
他开始继续的要完成他过去学习画画的这个嗜好。
She wanted to fulfill her dream of becoming an artist.
她的手脚都不能动。
But then she couldn't move her hands or her legs.
她怎么学画呢
？So how can she draw?
她用嘴咬住笔来画每一张后来画出来的那些画。
She learned to paint by using her mouth.
我告诉你，那天我在菲律宾见到这个人，我兴奋得不得了。
I tell you, when I saw her in the Philippines, I was very excited.
我也非常的感慨。
But I also was very moved.
我说主啊
，I said to the Lord,
你为什么不医治他
？Lord, why didn't you heal her?
你为什么让他绑在那个轮椅里面
？Why do you allow her to be bonded to the wheelchair?
我在为他流泪的时候
And as I was shedding my tears for her,
我看她在笑。
I saw that she was smiling.
我说神啊，不公平啊。
I said, Lord, this is not fair.
我在替她哭，她在笑。
Even as I'm shedding tears for her, she is smiling.
你知道分别在哪里呢？
You know what's the difference?
她明白神的旨意，我还是一个神旨意的门外汉。
She understood the will of God, and I did not.
这几年我非常想念一个属灵的长辈。
And in these past few years, I continue to remember one of my spiritual elders.
每一次我如果到 paradise,
every time if I go to paradise,
我们知道在宾州有个地方叫 paradise, 我没有到那个 paradise.
I do not mean the heavenly paradise, this is the paradise in Pennsylvania.
我一定要去看蔡淑娟蔡小姐。
Every time I go there, I want to pay a visit to Miss Christina Chai.
五十多年的时间，他被关在、限制在那个黑暗的房间里面。
For over 50 years, she was confined in this dark room.
有一本书叫《暗室之后》。
There is a book about her called Queen of the Dark Chamber.
就是描写这个老姊妹。
It described her testimony.
五十几年在这个房间里面。
For over 50 years, she was confined to this room.
我记得她告诉我。
I remember her telling me.
他说李牧师一直到现在我还在祷告。
He said, Pastor Lee, even till today, I'm still praying.
主啊，求你医治我。
Lord, heal me.
我不要一直关在这个黑房间里面。
I do not want to be confined to this dark.
我要起来，我要出去，我要看这个世界，我要去为你做见证。
I would like to go out and testify for you.
这是他临终前几年还跟我说的话。
Before she passed away to the Lord, several years, she still shared this prayer with me.
神的回答是 no.
But the answer of God was no.
五十几年，他在黑暗的房间里面带领不知道多少人进入光明。
But then, in those 50 years, being in darkness, she led many into light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我可以继续的讲下去，但是只有一个主题。不要以为今天我们在神的旨意里面，我们就没有患难。
I can continue on, but then the major lesson is just because we are in the will of God, do not think that we will not have trials and tribulations.
感谢主。
We praise God.
患难是过程，不是截止。
But the trials and tribulations is just a process.
患难不过是一个过程，不是截止。
It is not the ending.
第二方面，我跟大家一起思想。
The second point here,
我们不只是要认识在神的旨意里面还可能有风浪。
Not only do we need to know that we may face trials in the will of God,
我们也要学习在风浪的里面去体验主，在风浪的里面去认识主，在风浪的里面去体验我们的信仰。
We need to learn to trust in our Lord and to indeed examine our faith.In trials.
今年我们的主题是认识基督，传扬基督。
Our theme for this year is making Him known and knowing Christ.
我越来越深的感受，认识基督起码有两方面的认识。
My feeling is that knowing Christ entails two levels.
一种的认识是知识上面的整理。
The first kind of knowing Christ perhaps occur on the level of the intellect.
另外一种认识是生命的体验。
But then the second level is from the life's experience.
风浪的经历明显的是生命的体验。
The storms of perfection here is obviously an experience from life.
在我们所读的这十一节的圣经里面
In these 11 verses,
我们看见他们对主的认识是什么。
We see indeed what their knowledge of God was.
请注意23节。
In verse 23,
耶稣散了众人以后就独自上山去祷告。
In verse 23, it says, after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray.
每一次我读到这里
every time when I read to this point,
我就很希望在我们会众当中找到一个画家。
I wanted to find an artist in our midst.
我很希望他能够画出马太福音十四章这一段经文，把它画出来。
It's my wish that someone will paint this scene.
请注意这个画是怎么个画法。
What is this painting?
在画的一个角落。
On one end of the painting,
我们看见主耶稣跪在那边祷告。
We see Jesus praying.
好像我们很熟悉那个科西玛尼园的祷告一样。
Perhaps it is like his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他跪在一个石头的旁边。
He is kneeling beside a stone.
他非常迫切地举目望天而看。
He places his eyes urgently into heaven.
他迫切地向天父祷告。
Praying to his heavenly father.
在这个图画的右下角。
But then on the other side of the painting.
我们看见一个风浪的图画。
We see this picture of a storm.
门徒在四更天的时候。
During the fourth watch of the night.
在天亮之前最黑暗的时候。
Just before dawn is about to break, the darkest
spot, 越来越厉害的时候
the wind was picking up.
他们摇炉摇得已经到了人的尽头的时候
they were physically exhausted.
弟兄姊妹，求主把这两件事情放在我们的脑海里面，成为一幅的图画。
May the Lord place these two scenes into our minds so that this is one picture.
当我们在患难里面的时候。
Even as we are in trials,
当我们在痛苦里面的时候
as we are suffering,
可能连我们最亲爱的配偶都不了解我们的时候
perhaps this is a trial where even your spouse do not understand.
你不要忘记
do not forget.
罗马书八章三十四节告诉我们说，耶稣基督为我们祷告。
In Romans chapter 8, we were also told that Jesus prays for us.
我们要在患难里面特别能够认识主是为我们祷告的主。
We want to experience during our trials that Jesus prays for us.
二十五节，夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走。
In verse 25, it says Jesus went out walking on the lake.
耶稣是那位在海面上走的主。
Jesus is the Lord that walked on the lake.
弟兄姊妹，请你注意一件事情。
Can we look into this?
海浪是那个时候对门徒威胁最大的东西。
The wind and the waves were the biggest threat to the disciples then.
而圣经告诉我们说，耶稣走在上面。
But then Jesus was walking over them.
那个我们不要的患难。
The trials and tribulations that we do not want.
那个我们所讨厌的痛苦和病痛。
The illnesses and the sufferings that we really want to run away from,
竟然是耶稣走向我们的台阶。
Yet they became platforms where Jesus can come to us.
主怎么走到我们面前来呢？
How did Jesus come to us?
他是经飓风踏巨浪而来的。
He came to us through walking on these waves.
这些都不是我们喜欢。
The waves we do not want.
但是耶稣是走在海面上的主。
But Jesus came to us through them.
二十七节
Verse 27.
耶稣连忙对他们说
Jesus immediately said to them,
你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是一个向我们说话的主。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord speaks to us.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
训练我们的耳朵。
So that he will train our ears.
让我们能够敏锐地常常听见主向我们说话。
So that we can hear him talking to us.
让我们常常愿意来到他的面前，接受他的话来亲近他。
So that we are often willing to come before him and draw close to him.
这每一点都有很多可以跟大家分享。
Indeed, I can share from you from each verse.
我盼望弟兄姊妹各位能够举一反三。
And perhaps we can indeed see a lot of lessons on our own.
用什么来反三呢？
How can we come up with these?
用我们的经验来反三
through our experience.
第四
fourth,
三十一节
in verse 31,
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他
immediately Jesus reached out and caught him.
我们听见我们的弟兄在翻译的时候两次都提到 immediately, 马上耶稣伸出手来拉住他
You see, twice here Jesus immediately responded.
事实上在二十二节的英文圣经也是 以 immediately 来开始的。
Indeed, in verse 22, in the English version, you see the word immediately occur again.
如果各位有兴趣，可以把这一段圣经三个 immediately 把它结合起来，能够做一点文章，去做一点思想。
Indeed, perhaps we can study this passage with the help of these three immediately.
如果你有兴趣，可以把约翰福音第六章二十一节另外一个 immediately 加在里面。
Perhaps you can also add another immediately taken from 1 John.
No, John 6. 在约翰福音第六章，当耶稣上了船以后，约翰福音说，他们立刻就到了他们所要去的地方。
In John chapter 6, which is recording the same event, it was recorded that when Jesus entered into the boat, they arrived at their location immediately.
所以我们看见有四个 immediately 可以给我们好好的去思想。
So indeed, we can meditate on these four immediately.
但是在这里我们看见耶稣是一位你在任何患难的里面他会伸手拉住你的那位主。
But here we can experience that even in trials, Jesus is willing to reach out his hand and catch us.
Reach out his hand and catch us. 他不只是把手伸出来，而且把我们一把拉住的神。
Not only did he reach out his hand, he can catch us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在再浮再沉的这个急流里面的时候，
even as we are about to sink,
只要我们能够抓住什么东西，可能我们就有活命的盼望。
Whenever we can grab onto something, perhaps we can live.
但是很多时候我们连那个抓的力量都没有。
But sometimes we don't even have the strength to grab hold of something.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得你记得这件事情。
Then we should be reminded of this fact.
他要伸出他的手，然后把我们抓住。
It is Jesus who reached out his hand and caught us.
最后我们看33节。
Then we see verse 33.
在船上的人都拜他。
Those who were in the boat worshipped him.
你真是神的儿子。
Saying you are truly the Son of God.
这位主在患难里面我们所认识的主是那个接受我们敬拜的主。
Indeed, the Lord that we can experience in tribulations is a Lord worthy of worship.
我站在台上看一下弟兄姊妹。
As I stand on the pulpit and watch over your faces.
我看到许多不同的故事。
I can see many different stories.
This is my story. This is my song. 我很喜欢这首诗歌。每一个人都有不同的 story.
One of my favorite hymns is indeed, This is my story, this is my song.
我看到你，我就想到你的故事。
As I see your faces, I know there are different stories.
我看到他，就想到他的痛苦。
As I see that person, I think of that person's suffering.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We praise God.
我们今天都在这里敬拜他。
Because we are all here worshiping him.
我深深地相信。
I truly, deeply believe.
越经过患难的人，
those who have passed through more trials,
他的敬拜越有深度，
then his worship becomes deeper.
他的敬拜越有感受，
he has a deeper appreciation of worship.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
巴不得从今天开始，
may the Lord from today on,
我们用另外一个洒脱的眼光来看我们的人生。
Help us to deal with our attitude towards life in a different way.
这是信仰的真谛。
This is the truth of faith.
今天上帝没有把我们永远放在温室里面。
The Lord did not place us in a greenhouse.
神也没有让这个教会放在温室里面。
God did not place this church into a greenhouse.
过去两年半来，
In the past 2.5 years,
我们在建堂的事工上，
Even in our church building process,
经历两件事情。
We have experienced 2 major events.
第一件事情，
The first,
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
第二件事情，
Second,
这不是一条顺利的路。
It is not a smooth path.
我们可以把这两样事情放在一起。
But we can place these 2 things together.
等到有一天，我们踏进新堂的时候，
Until that day when we walk into the new sanctuary,
我们盼望我们能够记得今天的信息。
I wish that we can remember the message of today.
你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。